Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Imi Morasi. Bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadeha. We are in Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Hey of Parshas Mishpotim. And this is based on the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Ma'or Einenu. Lishmo lezichu tavis kol nefesh, v'goyin agodol Rabbi Dov zetzal. Ketuv ba'pasuk, ki tireh chamor sona'acha, rovetz tachat masa'o. V'chadarta me'azov lo, azov tazov imo. If you see the donkey of someone you hate lying under his load, refrain from leaving it to him. Rather, release it together with him. Unload it together with him. Help your friend unload his donkey. Azov ta azov imo. Rashi says it's lashon ezra, to help him. Talgumunculus katuv, are techeze, when you see, etc., the person with his donkey, your enemy, mishbak tishbok, mad belibach aloi vitifrek ime. Leave what's in your heart against on him and unburden his donkey. And so too, Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. So that's how he's learning. V'chadalta me'azov lo. We translated, refrain from leaving it to him. And refrain from leaving it to him. But the way Onkelos renders it in Targum Yonasan ben Uziel is, you should stop hating him. Because this hating him is preventing you from helping him. As leave your hatred. V'chadalta me'azov lo. And you should leave tishbok ma'ad b'libach. Leave what is in your heart against him. So that's the v'chadalta. Stop this sinna, me'azov lo, that's preventing you from helping him. And instead, you should remove this sinna from your heart and help him. Similarly, in Das Perish Rabbeinu Balei HaTosfos, the Od, but we have to understand, why does the pasuk say that you have to remove your hatred? It's kedai, a lot of Svarim quote in this context the Tosim Sachem Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, a very yesodistic Tosfos, Chlal in life. But we're asking here on the Targum, why do you have to, when you help your friend, why do you have to leave the hatred that's in your heart? What's the big deal? Help him. Mazeh mishaneh mata margish balev. It's a mishanat, amalgish sinabale, vavabale. We're dealing with feelings here. It's for feelings. This is not, you have to help him. You have to do the chesed. The pasuk is telling us to do mitzvah prika. Want to tell me in a different context not to hate Jews? Say it. Anyway, Chazal say that it's talking about a balavera. We are allowed to hate. There's a beautiful Meshech Chachma who says that here it says that it's the person you hate. And in Sefer Dvarim it says Chavercha, your friend, because he says this is before the Churban. And this is before the Chet HaEgel. Before the Chet HaEgel, you can hate somebody in a pure way. But after the Chet HaEgel, which is in Sefer Dvarim, so there, it's not shaykh. If you're going to hate, it's not going to be l'shem shamayim. Only here beforehand you can hate a pure hatred because he's a sinner. But over there, once already, after the Cheta Egel, our hatred isn't pure anymore. And that's what Tosfos says also. Similar idea. Anyway, that's just an aside. That pasuk is in Dvarim 22:4. Lo sira es chamor achicha, osher noflim baderech v'salam tiyam hakem tekim v'aderet es achicha. Here it's sonacha. Okay, beautiful Mashiach Chachma. Akoponim, what is the, why do you have to leave the hatred in your hearts? So it appears as follows in Parashas Yisro, 18:20. It says, Vizhar te esem, this is Yisro, speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, or as the non-Hasidim say, Moshe Rabbeinu. So he tells him, Vizhar te esem, sachukim es hatar, sedatam, sederch yechub, samas sheyasu. And you should warn them about the laws, statutes and the laws, we'll call them, and you should inform them of the way they should go and the deeds that they should do. So, Gemara darshins on this, Bava Kama 99, Bava Metzia 30, the Gemara darshins that the Odata Zebes Chayehem, you should inform them that's the house of their lives. As Haderech is Gemilus Chasadim, Yechu is Bikur Cholim, and Boaz Kvura, as Hamas is Din, and Asher Yasin is Lefni Meshuras Hadin. And the Gemara in Bava Metzia Gefrekt, how can the Gemara darshin, that the pasuk is talking about gemilus chesed, bikur cholim and kvura. Bikur cholim and kvura are included in chesed. So why do you need a separate drosha? And the Gemara answers, you only need it for a ben gila. If it's my ben gila, ben gila means that you have the same mazel, and when you mevaker the chole of the person who has the same mazel as you, the same spiritual, whatever that means, so you're going to take his part of the illness. And yet, pasuk is telling us you should still visit him. And Zokain, Veinu Lefi Chvoido, he should still be Koiver, even if it's Zokain, it's not in fitting with his honor. So that's the Gemara's Teretz. But Sof, why do you need a Pasuk for this? Maishna, giving your money, which is included in Gemilus Chasodim, if you have to give your money. So you also have to give your Kavod, you have to give your health. Why do you need a special Pasuk to tell you, a special Dosh in the Pasuk, and extra words in the Pasuk, to tell you that you have to do Gemilus, you have to do Bikur Cholim and Kfuras Hameis, even if it's at your expense, whether it's your health or your dignity? So you have to pay money, you also have to pay your health and dignity. Lama tzrich b'shvil zeh pasuk miyuchad. Az nira kach, shelechora tzrich bi'ur lashon gemilut chasadim. Omrim b'chol makom gemilut chasadim. What is a gemul? Gemul means you're returning something, you're giving something back. What are you giving back when you're doing gemilus chasadim? You don't only have to return a chesed, but you have to do chesed for everybody. Why is it called Gemilus Chasadim? So we have to say, based on what it says in Brachas 58, that Ben Zoma saw a large group of people on Har Abayis, and he was thankful to God that he created all these people to serve me. How much toil did Adam HaRishon toil until he found bread to eat? He had a plow, he had to plant. He had to reap, he had to winnow, he had to do all these zachin that we go to the makolet in the morning, we go to the, depends on where you live. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, you go to the makolet. If you live in America, you go to the supermarket or the grocery store. And we buy the prepared food, it's all there waiting for us. You don't have to kashi your chickens, you don't have to go fishing to get some fish. It's mamish, we take it for granted, I take it for granted. You just walk into the supermarket and you're just met with shefa. Supermarket in my neighborhood is called Shefa Birchas Hashem. That's the name of the supermarket. I'm zochet to live in a place called Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, we have nice names like that for supermarkets. So supermarket is mulled with food, and this is all prepared just for me. So that's what Ben Zoma was so happy about. Look at all these people that God created, and they're all helpful to me. Adam had to do so much work, and after you buy your food, you go buy your clothing also. Somebody, they took the leather, they made the, first they had to get the leather from the animal, then they make the shoe, and then they put the shoelaces, and then they send it to the store, and the whole zach goes from Thailand, wherever it comes from. You know, it's amazing all the brachas we have. V'ni mashkim motze kol eilu misukonim. I get up and I find all these things prepared for me. Kam yegiyo yegiyas yogadim arishon ad shemotze beged lulboish. Gozas v'libin v'ni mashkim motze kol eilu misukonim lefonai. And how many yegiyas had the marishon toiled until he found a garment to wear? And look at what I do. I, like I said before, you walk into the clothing store and wow, you just have shefa in all sizes. You know, person, you walk in, you're not going to stop take. Moreno Rabbeinu Hagoyin HaGadol Rabbi Avraham Genachovsky Zecher Tzaddik Kadosh L'Vracha, he once needed a new hat. So he walked into the hat store and he said, all right, I'd like to buy a hat. So he said, oh, we have to check your size. So they gave him a hat to measure his hat to see if it fits. And right away he said, all right, I'll take this one. What do you mean a hat? He said, maybe you want to look at a few other hats. Maybe it's not exactly the right size. He didn't, you know, he realized that time in life is short and to start looking and checking this hat, that. But most the regular people, a non-malachim, he was a malach, non-malachim, we like to go to the store and we like to, you know, measure the clothing. Does it fit us? You have pants that are this size and pants that are that size. A jacket, it's a little bit too long, it's a little bit too short. So we find it all prepared. You have in all sizes, and you have for husky, and you have for thin, and you have for mediocre, and you have for tall, and you have for short. All misukanim lefaneinu. It's mamish gevaldik. As mevoar mikach, she'etzem chaye adam mishupaim bechesed v'atava ba'lo me'acherim. Where our life is so filled with chesed. V'zeh mevoar betilim olam chesed yibaneh. The world is built with chesed. ורבי עובדיה ומרתנורה באבות, פרק א', משנה ב', הוא הביא את הפסוק הזה, מה שכתוב שם על ג' דברים. העולם עומד, תורה ועל עבודה ועל גמילות חסדים. כל העולם מסובב בחסדים. The whole world is full with chesed. It's filled with chesedim. And that's the binyan ha'olam ועל זה עולם עומד. And it emerges according to this, that a person is מסובב בחסדים. He's surrounded by chesed בכל מציאוס חייב. In all of his מציאוס of his life. וממילא, שאכן עשיית חסד ומישהו חלק מעולם העושה עמו חסד, Gemur v'ashavas ha'chesed ha'vayitaka is gemur. Why? Because we all benefit. We're all living in a global village, what they call today, a global village we're living in. So we're all benefiting from each other. Everybody gets. We get different the clothing we get, the food we get that comes from. You just look right now at all the things that you're using, where your computer was made. If it's a computer, if it's a phone, if it's whatever you're using, and the pencil or a pen I have in front of me, a pencil. Where the pencil was made, and I have a mug, where the mug was, and then the tea is from, and where the lamp is from, and where the table is from, and where the chair is from. And there's so many things in our lives that people made for us, we didn't have to make it ourselves. It's just unbelievable. You go to this, imagine you have to build everything yourself. You need a new bed, you have to build the bed. You need a house, you have to get up and build the house yourself. People say, oh, I'm building a house. I said, listen, if you're Jewish, you're not building a house. There are Gentiles who are building the house for you. You're paying them a lot of money to build a house for you. That's the way it works. It's like Valdik. So when we're doing chesed for somebody, we're paying them back. We're paying it forward because that's the way the world is predicated on chesed. Everybody's doing chesed for everybody else. And that's why it's called gemilus chesed. And that's why the Gemara concludes over there in Brachos 58. Arech tov ma'amer. What does an arech tov say? How many tirchos torech balabayis? The balabayis was so torech for me. Wow, it's all for me. But an arech ra says, nah, he's only doing it for his family and whatever. His wife just added a little bit more water to the soup. They didn't do anything for me. That's an oreach ra. And this could also be, and if you're in a hotel and you're paying, you know, $300 a night. But a good guest sees everything as chesed because how much toil was invested in this chesed for me. But an oreach ra says, nah, they're only doing it for the money. They're only doing it for the money. Once at parnos, it's a good parnos at a hotel. I never tried it, but I'm guessing. But it's not true. It's all chesed, it's all chesed. So according to this, it would appear. So when we do chesed for others, we're just paying it back. As the fizan irash, as ishalam dimya pasukas aderech yelchuba, it says ha derech. So the merit kol darko shel adam b'olamo malach hayav. That's the way you should go in all the ways of your life. The pasuk isn't just talking mitzat chiyuv on mitzvahs. The pasuk is talking about a mitzius hachayim, mitzius hachayim. Shiye ba'ofen nachon. That you should live in the right way. You should live in the right derech. Ha derech. And that's why we have din. We have lefnim mishul asadim. The world stands on three things. Emes mishpat and shalom. Mishpat. You have to have din. The world stands on din. And with this we can be miyashiv. And that's what the pasuk dashin. This we can be miyashiv rashi. Rashi in bovakame. Where it says beis chayayim. Rashi says what's beis chayayim that we dashin here in the pasuk? Vehodat the beis chayayim. Rashi says, this is my Talmud Torah. Bav Metzia Rashi says that Beis Chayayim is umnus lispaunes boy. So it's profession. So what's Beis Chayayim? Is Beis Chayayim Teira or is Beis Chayayim a profession? Right? So you can say that it's Talmud Torah. That's going to be your profession. You're going to be a Rebbe. But everybody knows, and Rashi says, umnus lispaunes boy. Everybody knows there's no parnas in being a Rebbe. So what does Rashi mean? Why in one in Bava Kama Rashi says it's talking about Talmud Torah, and above Mitzia Rashi says that it's talking about a craft to have parnasa from, that's Beis Chayayim. So Movada Stira Shebezebichutz, besides the Stira, the contradiction in Rashi, we have a Kasha and Rashi in Bava Kama. Like Rashi in Bava Mitzia says that, how do you know that it's talking about parnasa? Because it already says Torah Sechukim and Torah. It already talks about the Torah. So how can you say Beis Chayim? It says that earlier in the Pasuk. So how can you say Beis Chayim is referring to Torah? Shteit Shoin in Pasuk, it already says in the Pasuk Torah. So that's what Machriach Rashi and Bava Metzia to say it's not talking about Torah. So how then in Rashi and Bava Kama can he say that it's talking about Torah? Achein Barur Sha'anidon Hu B'machloket B'matnit in the Sof Kiddushin. So the issue is, a Machlekes in the Mishnah, at the end of Kiddushin, do you have to teach your son a craft like Rabbi Meir? Or like Rabbi Nohiroi, I'm going to leave all the crafts in the world and all I'm going to teach my son is Torah. So you get the schar in this world and the principle remains in the next world. When it says, Haderech Asher Yelchu, you know what that's talking about? That's talking about the Etzem Metziyut, the correct way of living. The Pasuk is talking about the correct way of living. So again, we have two deis in the Mishnah. One is, you got to teach your son a craft. You have to send him to Turo, to Yeshiva University, to get his degree online. Today, it's hard to get a craft if you don't have a degree. So one opinion says to teach him a craft, or you bring him into the family business. Also in Eitza, when I was a kid, we had a family business, so I always assumed I'd go into the family business. So, I passed the 50 some time ago, and I'm still not in the family business. So you just see that your childhood plans don't always work out as you had thought they would. And I am extremely grateful, because I don't really belong in my family business. And my family business doesn't really want me, so it's all for the best. Baruch Hashem, Hodu Hashem, Ki Tov, Ki Lo Elam Chazda. So but my parents sent me to school. They're amazing parents. They gave me an education. They spent a lot of money on my education. So I'd be able to get an umnus. If it's not my family business, then it could have gone into my shver's business. My shver was my father-in-law was a doctor. But I chose not to go to medical school for many, 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 many different reasons. Not that it was ever even a havamina. So that's the umnus. That's Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Noy says, nah, just teach your son Torah. What does it matter? What do you know all that other stuff from? Send him to a good yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. You learn a little bit of math, a little bit of science in elementary school, and that's the end of it. And then the rest of your life, you're just Osek B'Torah. So we're talking about Derech, the Etzem Metzius HaChaim. As davar rishon tzich parnasa dayinu beit chayim, dim lo kein, you don't have a life. In other words, in order to have a life, first you have to have parnasa, you have to have food on the table, otherwise there's no life. And that's Rabbi Meir, and that's umnus, like Rashi Bov Metzia. But Rabbi Noroi says, no, it's Torah, because Torah gives you in this world and in the next world. So therefore, it has nothing to do with Torah at the beginning of the Pasuk. It's talking about Chiyuv HaTorah, Mitzad Chiyuv Mitzvahs. But at the end of the Pasuk, it's talking about the Derech Yelchubah. It's talking about the way you should go in life. And what's the way you should go in life? Beis Chayeya. Torah. It's not talking about a mitzvah. It's talking about a Derech Chayim. So first you have Rashi Bov Metzia, it's a Mahalach. First you have Rashi Bov Metzia, Umnus. And then, on top of that, certainly have to also learn Torah. But Rashi doesn't say you have it, Umnus and Torah. You just learn Torah. Hashem will take care of you. Hashem Yazor, Kamo Shekore Hayom. Hayom Yesh Be'eretz Yisrael, is a 100,000 Anashim Sheyoshvim Belamdim Torah. Ze Mespar Atzum, Baruch Hashem lo haya af pam bihistoria Mespar kaze. שלומדים תורה כל הזמן, ברוך השם, בכל הישיבות ובכוללים, זה משהו מדהים, מדהים, מדהים. ואוכלים. You don't see people walking around the streets, you know, rolling around, dying of hunger, רחמנא ליצלן. There are even people, sometimes they leave kollel, they go to work, and they say, I was better off financially in kollel. יש אנשים שאומרים את זה, I'm not saying that's the דרך, but יש מציאות כזאת. So we have to understand why Rashi in Bava Kamma explained according to Rav Naroi and in Bava Metzia according to Rav Meir. But al koponim, that's the difference. The difference is that Mishnah and Kiddushin and the Machlokes Rav Meir, Rav Naroi, which already they ask, Rav Meir was Rav Naroi, it doesn't matter for us now. But the point is that the Sabes Chayim could either be Parnasa, because that's the foundation for life, or it could be Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you if you learn. It gives you in this world and the next world. Yerachal Perasem Boilam Hazav, Akaran Kamis Lailam Haba. עכשיו, לעניין גמילות חסדים שלומדים מהפסוק הזה, גם כן אין הנידון מצד מצווה גרידא. We're talking about גמילות חסדים, just like we talk about Torah. Not just talking about Torah מצד המצווה, אלא מצד שכן מתחייב מעצם מציאות החיים. That is what is mandated from the very reality of life. Because when you do chesed, you have to return the chesed. You receive so much chesed, you have to give back. A person can't just be a taker. He has to also give back to society. Everybody in the creation, everybody's in this world, everybody's doing something for you. Just the fact that they give you a society, they give you a world that you're not all alone. Who do you have? Imagine what your life would be like if you wake up in the morning and it's just you. You have the whole world, just you all by yourself. I mean, miserable. What would I do all day? Nobody to talk to, nobody to interact with, no life, no family. So you owe them chesed, you owe your children, you owe your spouse, you owe your parents, you owe your siblings, you owe your friends, you owe your neighbors. The world, that so many people are just the very fact that they exist and the fact that they're doing chasadim for you. And the guy who's building the buildings, I have a neighbor, he's a kablan, he's a contractor, so Baruch Hashem, he's building buildings. So how else are we going to have a place to live? I'm not a builder, I'm a skinny guy. I'm walking to shul today, and there he's building my neighborhood, watching these B'nai Yishmael building. It's hard work, it's shver arbit. So Baruch Hashem, after they do chesed, you have to chesed back. Umeila kol mishu babriya mitchayev legmol imo chesed she'asayim osher zeh omed olam. And this the world stands, and you yourself. And because of this, we would have a habamina, but that's all only biyachas lememona. Because mamon, is the way we pay back in this world. When you get something, so you pay for it mamon. But who says they have to give brios? Hashem gives you brios. Who says you have to give back, give your brios? Who says when you do chesed, you have to spend money on chesed? But who said you have to spend your health on chesed and visit the chayla who's ben gila? And your zechut to covet, who says you have to give covet? Who says you have to give covet? Covet is the etzem ben adam. Tano tenet ha-covet. L'mayin is a miracle covet. The makdam of the Baal Amor to Maseches Brachos. Covet is the neshama, he says. You're going to give away your neshama? And that's why there's a yitur in the pasuk. To teach us, sheneged shal chasadim shekibel, no, even ad kidei kach, even to give up your health, even to give up your dignity, even have to do that to return the chesed. And that's all from the riboy of the pasuk. As if shalom al lefi zeh, shemash ketubah gemara yalfusa, al lefni meshurat adin, ra'inu, sheyesh yalfusa al lefni meshurat adin. But Tamasa Shel Yasun is Lefni Mitzurat Sadin, going beyond the letter of the law. That's also shaykh to the Ikur Nidin of the Pasuk. And Nidin of Gmilus and Hashavus HaChesed. Because if a person lives Behargosha, that the whole Bria, the whole creation is doing Chesed with you, Memele, you're not going to be Omid Aladin. You're not going to be so Makbid that things have to be done just so. You're going to go beyond the letter of the law. Somebody gives Das Chesed for you, so you're Moichel. And with this, we can answer the famous Kash of Taisus and Bav Metzia. We're asking the Gemara says that Lochovi Yushalayim El Shalmidu Dvarim Aldin Torah. Yushalayim was destroyed because they were so strict. They did everything according to the strict letter of the law. So Frek Taisus, the Gemara in Yuma, it says that it was Chovim Shim Sineschina. So, and for Taisus, no, Hava Gromish, that Biden Sazaman, both of them, also the president, but also the both Shalmidu Dvarim Aldin Torah and Sineschinim together. So based on what we said, we can say, maybe Kenzain, that's what Taisus means in their teretz, that if they'd go to Fnei Meshuras Hadin, as Baal Kolchenu Yuchem Bargashat Kabbalat HaChesed Mikol Echad VeEchad, if they go beyond the letter of the law, then they would feel the chesed from everybody, and Memele, there'd be no room for Sinas Chinam. They know for Sinas Chinam, so it's both. Why were they Mami Devarim Al Din Torah? Because they weren't feeling the chesed of the world. But if you feel the chesed of the world, Memele, you're not going to have Sinas Chinam. So they really go together. So what's the siba? What's the goyrim that brought to the sinas chinam that they weren't going lefnei mishur hadin because they weren't feeling the chesed of creation. They weren't feeling the chesed of creation. They didn't do lefnei mishur hadin. Everyone was so makbid on each other, and the mele brought them to sinna. That's the psychological mahalach. As achshav mevuar itev, what's ketuv b'targum unklus shehevenu b'atchala shema. She will mail that you have to leave the hatred in your heart when you help your friend. Sherei yisod mitzvat prika, he asot chesed. What's the prika? Prika is chesed. And that's why it was said in the Guf Geder HaMitzvah, it's not a chiyuv asiyav and asinas chesed. It's a chiyuv la'asaisa begeder goymel umeishiv chesed. You're not just giving a chesed, you're returning a chesed. And you have to think about that when you're doing the ma'aseh mitzvah. And you have to understand that olam chesed yibane. And memeli yisi chamor sonach ha-reveitz tachas maso. What sinna? What sinna? He does chesed for me. He's part of my world. He contributes. Everybody contributes. Everybody does something. Nobody just sits at home and stares at the wall all day. Everybody contributes in some way. People have a profession. People have a job. People learn Torah. People smile. People, whatever people are doing, but people are contributing. They go to shul and it helps you make a minyan. You need a minyan. You need a minyan. Try davening the minyan all by yourself. It's never happened once in history that a person davened a minyan all by himself. And you need 9 other men. He helps you make a minyan. He's the Baal Koyre. He prepared. He spent 6 hours preparing the parasha. So once you realize that this guy you really don't like, he's really an annoying guy, but you realize how much chesed he does, how much chesed everybody does. Memela, you're going to leave the sin in your heart. That's the gather of the mitzvah. You're doing chesed. Do chesed b'emes. Not chesed with sin. It says in the Gemara that why was Beis HaMikdash destroyed even though they were doing chesed? It says they were doing chesed, but they had sin as chino. So here it's saying, no. Realize you're being a goymel chesed. It's goymel. You're paying it back. Appreciate what he does for you. And remember, it's part of the guf ha-maisa that you have to remove the hatred from your heart. It's the emes tika chesed. But God doesn't want you to do prika as a CS chesed. He wants to do gemilas chesed. You're repaying it. So therefore you have to remove the hatred from your heart. And the Yerushalmi, famous Yerushalmi in Darim 9:4, says, "Lo sikam l'sitra es b'nei amecha, hichiv d'av mekteh akipit umecha sakina liyadeh, ta'achzor timcha liyadeh." You shouldn't take revenge. What does that mean? It means when one of your hands is harmed, you accidentally cut yourself. Now you're going to cut the other hand back. It's all one. You have to understand your friend is one. So don't take revenge. Taking revenge against yourself. You're cutting off your nose to spite your face. And that's like we saw Ben Zoma. He looks at the world. He says, wow. Wow, all this was created for me. The other Marisha, well, God prepared everything for him. But for us, we have people. God gave us a world, and then you have a lot of people. The shirt I'm wearing was made in this place in the Far East, and my shoes in another place in the Far East, and my glasses were made there, and my this was there, all the different things. Just such a tremendous bracha. Ribono Shel Olam gives us glasses. I have multifocals. It take a mortgage out to buy them, but it was worth it. It was mamish worth it. I can see. It's mamish gevaldik see. So God gave me my vision. I thank him for that, of course, every day. But the glasses, on the top, it's one number. In the middle, it's another number. On the bottom, it's a third number. And I couldn't read the small print before I got these. Last night, I opened up a Shulchan Aruch. I looked in the old Shulchan Aruch with the gray. You could barely see it. You need to have, Superman vision, X-ray vision to look at it almost. And I could see. I could read the tiny letters of the gray. I was like, wow, these are amazing. An amazing machine, these glasses. So just to appreciate that. And the Memela, it's Gemilus Chasodim. Because people work hard to create these glasses, produce these glasses, and then they're brought to the store, and then you don't have one, you have 80 different possibilities, and with these lenses and with those lenses and this number and that number. And then a person studied for 4 years. A person studied for 4 years, for 6 years, whatever it was, to be an optometrist, to be an optician, to be an ophthalmologist, even more. So just to appreciate all the work that went into that. You go to your dentist. Oh, I hate going to the dentist. I also hate going to the dentist. You know, first it hurts you, and then pay him a lot of money. That also hurts. You walk away. You're like, oh man, you know what? You know what? He spent a lot of years in medical school studying so he could be your dentist, and he spends all day with his face inside people's mouths. He works very, very hard. And you say to him, so you pay him $200, $300, $500, $1,000, whatever it is. But he spent years and years and years and years studying, and then all the experience he has from then, all the years and years of experience. And now you're benefiting from all of that in this hour. Now you have teeth, you can eat. That's the feeling a person should have, and that's the gather of Gemilus Chasad, and there's no Nekima, there's no Netira, and that's leave the chesed, leave the sin in your heart when you do this mitzvah prika. The Hadvarim Meirim, also a beautiful Mahalach in the Psukim, beautiful Perush in the Gemara, and Chichashuv for Musar for life, to live life. Hachzek Musar Al Teref Natsraki Chayach, that's your life. All right, Mirtz Hashem, we have a lot more to say about that. We had a series of shiurim recently in Lefnim Meshuras Hadin, which we're not done with yet. I think we're about up to our eighth shiur. So we also discussed the Stir and Rashi with a different mahalach, also from a reign of Rabbeinu, Shmuel Zuchot Havas Kol Nefesh, an unbelievable mahalach in the sugya of Lefnim Meshuras Hadin. So please, 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 it'd be awesome if you would listen. But I thank you for listening here to this shiur, and we should all be zochel lomar lam l'shmuel Sakam Kol Veisam to us to be have amen v'amen shalom shalom. Thank you so much, sweetest and most beloved friend.